so so story, story heavy and low.
Good morning, Lagos. This is Dr. Weeba Boor on Power Solutions on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM, the show where we talk about the solutions to Nigeria's endless power problems. And today, we have a whole crew with us today from the Nigeria Climate Innovation Center. We have the CEO of the center plus three people from three of the companies that they've been incubating and trying to help build so that they can help solve the power problem. So first of all, we'll welcome the CEO, Bankole. Yeah, they kind of
lafia.
So, Zamu Yamagana and Hausa Kotorenchi. Hausa Kotorenchi.
I told Machiko, why?
Okay, so. Okay, no. Let's do English. All right. We're in Lagos. Right. We'll do English.
We're
okay.
In Lagos. Let's do English.
All right. So, Bankole has been on the show before, and he talked to us about the Climate Innovation Center. Mm-hmm. But that was 6 to 9 months ago. I can't remember exactly when. And time flies, and so much has happened since then.
Fun, I guess.
So where are you now? How's the center going? I know you finished the 2018 program. You're mm-hmm. now in the 2019 program. Mm-hmm. So, give us a little bit of the update of how things have been.
So first of all, I'd like to say thank you. So the center itself is really going through a lot, you know, in terms of projects, programs, and the CLP, as you know, as
okay, CLP be, is what, don't use
oh acronyms. so the Climate Launchpad program has always yeah. been the flagship, you know, program, and not, you know, all the things that we do. So it's been like a pipeline for us mm-hmm. to source credible and viable businesses and ideas that we could further scale or also incubate. So in 2018, we had a group, you know, about 15, who's been through a 6 month, you know, intensive incubation program, and also post incubation advisory. And also we have another 15 who are also coming up to start the incubation program next year. Now, this new set of 15 who will start in 2020, the top winning three after the Nigerian finals went to Nairobi
okay.
for the African finals. And we'll be going to the Netherlands, that's in Amsterdam, in another 2 weeks.
All right,
less
well,
than 2 weeks.
Hopefully this will give them luck, because I'm Dutch, technically. So.
Ah, great. Then all this right. will give them luck.
All right.
So they have, you know, different kind of programs or, you know, projects that are also focusing on the green economy. So for us, the green economy is the big scale of things. The off-grid power and the energy power part of things is the most critical part of things for us, which you see as one of the components that can scale all the other, you know, thematic areas that we're looking for. So with me in the studio today is, should I go ahead and show
you? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. So right. Tell us who's here.
Yeah, so I have Adewale Adelakun from Go Solar. I have Olutosin from Ecolight and Opeyemi from Home 4. These three companies, they have diverse technologies, you know, that can solve some of the challenges that small scale business owners have, you know, small scale household, you know, the bottom of the pyramid, you know, the middle class. Even though people say the middle class doesn't exist, we really think it does.
Yeah.
And most of these solutions here solve some of the things, but I will allow them have yeah. a little bit of, you know, yeah. just have a little bit of. Yeah, but cherry on top to just share a little.
But before we jump into that, though, mm-hmm. the 2018 program, the 15 mm-hmm. of them.
Yeah.
So I know one of them is here today, the CEO yes, of one of the companies.
Yes,
so he'll talk in a second.
Yeah, he will.
But tell us how the others did. They went through the incubation process. They went through the global finals.
Yeah.
Have they been able to raise additional capital? Are they scaling?
So. And I'm sure you are aware of that because you funded the incubation program anyway. So they completed the program, which was very insightful, you know, for many of them. Some of the strategies and the knowledge that were being gathered in here as you know, as equally led, you know, some of them to, you know, to raise additional finance up to about $600,000.
Okay.
You know, currently. And for us, we've still seen that there's that early stage financing gap, you know, somewhere at the beginning of programs, which, if you really want to scale a new economy and build, you know, new ventures, you also have to look at that seed and, you know, that early stage financial mechanism for them, and which we are going ahead to, you know, we are working towards our green venture, you know, fund mm-hmm. for 2020, mm-hmm. which we're really working, you know, tirelessly to raise some ambitious kind of money, even right. though some people tell me it's not ambitious, but let's just keep it at that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so they've been through that program. And some of their businesses, some are still at the prototyping stage,
mm-hmm.
But the investment opportunities that's, you know, that within all these businesses is still valued for us about $2 million.
Okay.
And we think that the kind of businesses that will be interested in facilitating the value chain of a green economy are those kind of businesses that we should consider a little bit part of our energy.
Right. Okay, so let's move now to Tosin, who was part of the 2018 class. So Tosin, tell us a bit about your business, maybe how the program at the Climate Innovation Center helped you, and then what your product is. And, you know, you have 2 million potential customers on air right now. So this is your chance.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Weber. We started at EcoLife now. We are promoting solar-powered tricycles.
Okay.
Now, these tricycles also are...
You mean keke?
Keke.
Okay, please use the correct... What to be tricycles?
Solar-powered keke. Now, instead of using the conventional fossil fuel, you go to the filling station, you buy fuel, you waste a lot of money as a rider or as a driver or as a owner of that keke.
And you take time, out of your...
It takes time out of everything that you have. Now, there's this keke that is run fully on electricity.
Okay, but we don't have electricity in Nigeria.
That's why we had to have solar panels on top of it. We have sun everywhere and every time in Nigeria. It charges your keke for 2-3 hours. Okay. And you can use it for 2 days without having to bother to charge anymore.
And the panels are on top of the keke?
On top, steadily on top
of that
keke.
So it's moving with you?
You are moving. You carry your business everywhere you go. So there are two models of that. The one that goes for the passenger and the one for small business owners.
Okay.
So the back of the keke, we have built it in such a way that you can put your salon, barbing salon,
on the back of the keke?
At the back of the keke. There's this cabin-like kind of arrangement that we've made with it. It takes your barbing salon, your restaurant, your canteen, whatever you want to use it for. You don't have to depend on NEPA or PHCN to power your businesses. And it takes you everywhere and anywhere you want to go.
Okay.
Now, the NCIC, they've been of immense help to us. They have actually exposed us to potential investors, and they're also helping us to put one or two things together in order for us to be investment ready.
Okay.
So we are enjoying a good relationship with them, and we hope to take it further in terms of getting mass production on ground and empowering the teeming Nigerian youth who are jobless here and there.
Yeah, no, but I love this solution because it solves so many problems at the same time. It's transport. Mm-hmm. It's even, you know, a place to have your shop, as you're saying.
Yeah, your mobile shop.
And then you're solving both the petrol diesel problem, plus you're solving the power problem, everything.
Yeah. And then you're also solving the impact on energy, on
climate.
Environment problem.
And so these KKs with solar, like how many panels are on the roof?
Only one panel. Okay. Then you've got like 4 to 5 batteries, depending on the model.
Okay.
And then you charge it for 3 to 4 hours, depending on your source of charging. But now with the solar, you could charge for 4 to 5 hours.
Okay.
And that will be used for 48 hours.
Okay.
Without having to recharge it.
Okay. Mm. And so do you bring in the KKs and then just put the solar panel, or what do you do?
We locally fabricate the metal part.
Okay.
And then there are some accessories that we sourced for Nigeria.
Okay.
We have a patent for this product we are talking about from the federal government of Nigeria. Then, of course, obviously, we have to depend on solar manufacturing companies to give us the solar panels. So the design around it, the technology around it, the arrangement and the engineering was done by us, solely by us.
Okay.
And that's what we are promoting.
So this
Nigeria.
Is a local technology, it's local solution for local problems.
100% indigenous, as far as I'm concerned.
And is there any model like this elsewhere in the world where you have these KKs run on solar? The panel is actually on the KK.
We have pockets of them here and there in India and China.
Okay.
Then a little bit of innovation here and there in Nigeria.
Okay.
But no one has been able to come up to the extent of having to power small businesses the way we do.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow, this is brilliant. Now, could somebody also take your unit and then maybe they have both a sort of piece of... They have a shop, a physical shop that's not mobile. Mm-hmm. They could power it from the KK?
Yes.
So you could do both.
You could also power your house, your home, from that KK. Just station the KK in front of your house. You can power your TV sets or everything you've got as far as your electrical appliances are concerned.
When can I order? How can
I
get one?
Like now.
So if I wanted to order this, and I feel the phone lines are going to go off the hook for this one, but what's your capability now? How many have you been able to roll out? I know you're in early stage.
Okay, we are at the early stage, but for now we've been able to roll out 25 spread across the nation.
Okay.
Then we have our initial immediate plan now is to roll out 300 units between now and February next year.
Okay.
So if your order's coming now, we're putting inside the 300.
Okay.
And with better support from maybe microfinance banks and whoever that is listening to us, we could go to 500 units in 3 months.
Okay. And again, it's totally you're putting together the KK. You're assembling that local
That's
fabrication,
correct.
Adding the solar panels.
That's correct. And we employ a lot of youth to do that.
Okay. And so the customers, you said you have 25 units in the
units
market. What is the customer experience been? What is the response?
For the past 6 months, nobody has been able to come back with any negative testimony.
Okay.
What we've had before that in 2015, 2016, we had colossal. We made some mistakes.
Okay.
So we've improved on those on that now, and we have. I will tell you that we have a perfect product for the Nigerian climate.
Okay. No, this sounds totally brilliant. So, good luck to you. So, I'm sure there'll be some callers later. But how does someone connect to EcoLife to place an order?
Like now, 00 56 20 27 23.
Okay.
We're also on Twitter. EcoLife Now NG.
Okay.
We're also on. Facebook EcoLife Now NG.
Okay, I think give us the number like three more times because people have to park their KK now and then write it down.
All right, 080-56-20-2723.
Okay, one more time.
I'll say it again.
Okay.
080-56-20-2723.
All right, this is brilliant. And I think also if you're an investor out there, I think you can already, your wheels should be turning. This is
this
a company.
Is a quick win, yeah.
And I mean, you can easily see a market for a million of these very quickly. So
everywhere on the street.
So investors, users, everybody, this is brilliant.
It is the way to go.
Okay, so thank you. I love it. And this is why the NCIC is so important, because it takes these kinds of ideas and then helps create a business and move
because
them forward.
When we're focusing on ideas, we try to look at how all the multidimensional functions, you know, that this ideas, can work.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from saving the climate, what is the business model part of things?
Mm-hmm.
For as much as many times people say we shouldn't think too much around the climate part of things, I said, well, if you don't think about the business, how do you fund, with the aids and the grants and all that stuff? So someone has to think of that business model.
Yeah,
and that's what we try to do with our businesses.
Okay, so Tosin is from the 2018 class.
Yes,
so 2019, every year it has to improve, right? So
yes.
So they have to top that. They have to top that. So so Bunkole, take us through the next two that are here.
So we also have Wale from Go Solar. Go Solar is a cold chain technology that's been powered by solar. And then we have Home Forts, who won the 2019 Nigeria Finals.
Okay.
And
he's going to go win the global finals in the Netherlands, right?
He's going to win the global finals. We have our fingers, legs, neck, everything crossed.
Okay, good.
I'll look forward. But then I'll allow them. Okay. I'll allow Home Fort first.
Yeah.
For him to try and explain to us, what he has done.
Okay.
All right. So at Home Fort, we make cooking gas affordable and accessible to low-income markets using pay-as-you-go model.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over the last 10 years, cooking gas consumption rate has increased by about 1,000%. But the growth rate has eluded the low-income markets.
Okay.
They are left out of the
so
matrix.
So it's more middle class.
So it's the growth has just been within the middle class bracket. So we want to make it accessible to the low-income markets. And so now we onboard any low-income household by giving them our startup kit, the cooking gas startup kit.
Mm-hmm.
They pay an initial deposit of 500 naira. And they can buy cooking gas in pay-as-you-go model in micro units of as low as 500 naira per time.
Okay.
And before they run out of gas, we supply them new pre-filled bottles so they never run out of gas.
Okay. So currently the obstacle to the low-income household is the cost of the canister probably and the full gas,
yes,
right? So you're trying to solve that.
Yes, cost of the canister.
Okay.
It's a problem. They can't afford that.
Okay.
And the frequent refills of cylinder is a problem. They
because
can also afford that.
The volume. So if they pay now 500 naira, they get a canister.
Yeah, they get the canister pre-filled with gas.
Okay. And then how do you track this?
Yeah.
All right. So
at least what you can share on air. Remember, if yours doesn't have a patent, don't say everything, but just give some clues as to what it looks like.
All right. So we have this proprietary technology. It's our gas smart meter.
Mm-hmm.
It's retrofitted. It's connected to our cylinders. The cylinders we hand over to these customers.
Okay.
And
can this be put on any cylinder, or it's only...
specific type?
A specific type of
no,
cylinder.
No, it can be put on any type of cylinder. Okay. But at this moment, we've adapted it to the 6 kg cylinders.
Okay.
We want to make it very frugal for the low-income okay. market. That is what they need. No frills, no trills.
Right.
Just what they need.
Okay.
And so...
It sounds like he's been working with you, man. There are no frills. Yeah. You don't need a Ferrari when all you need is a ladder.
Okay. All right. Okay. So once we hand, once they pay us 500 naira down payment as a security fee, we give them the bottles mm-hmm. filled with gas, but they can buy gas as low as 500 naira per time using mm-hmm. their mobile phones. Mm-hmm. And once the unit they purchase is exhausted, mm-hmm. the smart meter connected to the cylinder locks up the gas.
Okay.
They need to buy new micro unit again.
Okay.
And so the cycle goes on.
Okay. And so let's say now for 1 month they don't buy new gas. Do you now collect the cylinder or what?
No,
how does that work?
No, it's 3 months for now.
3 months.
So we're already running our pilot model. It's been an eye opener, and that's where NCIC has come in. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've been testing models. We've been iterating. Mm-hmm. It's been a real eye opener.
Right. Okay. And so how many, in the test phase that you're in now, how many customers do you have?
120 customers at the moment.
120. And I guess you have to manage that quite carefully to grow with the...
Yes, we need to manage it carefully.
I mean, I like what was fascinating about him, about what 500 Naira gas can cook.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, that's a good question.
Can you help us understand what 500 Naira gas can cook?
All right. So we need to understand from the context of when we compare it with kerosene.
Okay.
Yeah, so most of those we target are urban survivors, so mm-hmm. they use kerosene at the moment to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So when you buy when you buy 500 naira kerosene, it doesn't give you about 2.5 bottles. 500 naira value of kerosene is about 2 bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, 500 naira, when you compare 500 naira value of gas, of cooking gas with
mm-hmm.
kerosene,
mm-hmm.
it's about 60% more efficient than kerosene. So we're saving them a lot of money.
Right.
So yeah, a lot of money. So they're already financially constrained.
Right.
So we need to save
them. But so 500 naira is cooking for how many days?
It cooks all of about 3 days.
For
a family of five.
Okay. And if they were using kerosene, they would probably have to pay twice, three times that.
Maybe 4 times.
And then also gas is much cleaner.
And gas is much cleaner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now, you're still at a stage, you're probably not ready to give your phone numbers out because you can't have a million customers yet, right?
No, we can't. And
are you sure you don't want to have a million customers?
No, at this time.
Tomorrow, next week.
No, at this time, we need to, and I mean, I'm very grateful. I'm part of the NCIC pilot, the NCIC program, the incubation program. Mm-hmm. It would have been really messy if we've not been incubated by the NCIC. You know, startup is highly is experimental, and you need to access to market is key. You need to get it right, and NCIS has come in real big here for us. Thank you, Mr. Bankole.
All right,
wow,
great. Okay, so that's fantastic.
I think I should run for president.
Wait, hold on. wait now. I can be your running mate. Okay, all right. So, if you can introduce our last guest.
Our last guest is Wale from Go Solar. So Go Solar has got this cold room chain technology that mm-hmm. that's been powered by solar.
Okay.
And is flexible, is, you know, it's focused at middle income, you mm-hmm. know, farmers and you know, and low income farmers to preserve food in a more natural state instead of, you know, putting some additives. But then I'll let him, you know, just explain a little bit more.
Thank you, Dr. Weber and Mr. Bankole. My name is Wale Adelakun from Go Solar Africa. At Go Solar, we promote the use of green energy to combat poverty and climate change.
Okay.
We were incorporated in 2015 for a different idea entirely.
Okay.
Basically, we're in solar energy for homes and offices.
So but just then, installations at the
installations. Exactly, installations basically. Then we realized that there were other pertinent issues mm-hmm. that required immediate solutions. Like, mm-hmm. For example, clean cooking. We mm-hmm. have some program for that as well. Then we arrived. I think the CEO was reading about a particular problem I want that Nigeria loses close to 60% of farm produce mm-hmm. to post harvest handling.
Right.
Yeah. So rural farmers have no access to mm-hmm. energy, for example.
Right.
Yeah. So we looked at how we could provide cold kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. To basically hold their product mm-hmm. for much longer so they're able to evacuate it to market.
Right.
All right. So, and that was what brought about the idea behind cold kiosk. So these cold kiosks are like your regular cold rooms.
Okay.
All right. But now other than being powered with maybe generators, and it's now powered with solar 100%.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And they are located basically at farm settlements, rural areas where you have rural farmers who basically earn very little and have basically been losing so much money in the past.
Right.
So, with this opportunity now, we provide this solar kiosk close to them. They come, they preserve their products, so they have more time to evacuate to market. In the past, they basically some of the times beg buyers, the off-takers, to buy from them because at a loss.
Right, you have to buy it quickly or else
these are perishables, right? So fruits and vegetables perish, I mean, they perish so quickly. So they beg to get the product off them. But now with the cold kiosk, they are able to, they are able to keep this a bit longer before they evacuate it to the market. And at the same time, when these products are evacuated from the market to the, I mean, sorry, from the farms to the market, to preserve in the market becomes a problem as well.
Right.
Because they hold the program, I mean, the product, and they are unable to sell on that particular day. They have to probably take back home or throw the leftovers away. But with cold kiosk, they are able to also keep that for much longer.
So, you're at farm sites and you're at market
sites? At market site, exactly. So the two areas that we are targeting.
Okay.
So, and with NCIC, really, we have been, they have helped to help us basically looked at our markets much in a broader sense. We now understand what we are doing and how to do it better.
Right.
So basically that's what we do at Gosolar.
And where's your, you have some operational now. So
yes,
where are they located?
We have two systems in Ekpe. We have three systems in Isenyi. So Ekpe is like, it's the food basket for Lagos, basically.
Okay.
While Isenyi, it's a fruits and vegetables market in the Oyo State.
Okay. Oh, so in Oyo, okay.
Exactly. Okay. So that's Oyo State, Lagos.
All right. And then what will your model, so then the people in the village, in the farming community, they pay to
they
use?
They pay to use the system.
Okay.
So this is how it works here. Once we have investment partners, so we come with our partners, we install this solar kiosk. So what we do is we hand it over to the communities to manage, because of course we cannot sit in the community with them to manage this. So we hand it over to them to manage. So farmers bring their products to the cold kiosk. They preserve for, I mean, if it's for a day, for 2 days, you pay 100 naira per basket for 1 day, for 3 days. And another beautiful thing is we installed charging panels, charging consoles basically, on the cold kiosk. So farmers who have phones
can also charge
charge your phone.
And they pay for that also?
Exactly, they do.
Okay, okay. So it's another way to generate money. So great. Okay, so another example of solving, I mean, a problem. It's not just a power problem. It's an economic problem.
Exactly.
Food security.
Food security.
Everything. Yeah.
To local support income, the government. Right, I mean, right now, Nigeria is called the poverty capital of the world.
Yeah.
That's funny. And when people say food is our problem, I tell people
it's not. Yeah.
It's not really.
Yeah.
Our problem is basically how to preserve our food. Okay. Production is not a problem.
Yeah.
We basically. Yeah. It's safe to say that we have enough food to
so,
eat.
Zainab is telling me we're running out of time, so can we quickly go to the phone lines? Maybe one or two calls? Still time? Okay.
Call us on 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. This is Nigeria Info. We are listening.
All right, so while we're waiting for the phone calls, so Bankole, now, you know, you have three of your stars in the room, and there's 30 of them, actually. Oh, we have a call.
Okay.
All right. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, what is your name, please?
My name remains Chukwe. I'm calling from Shomolu.
All right, what is your question this morning?
Yeah, good morning to your guest. I mean, the guys for the Keke Marua.
All right.
Talked about using a solar system.
Okay.
Very good invention or innovation. God bless you all. That's great. But my question is this. Is there any plan put in place for a backup in case if there's any failure from the solar, from the use of the solar? Is there any plan for a backup to keep the keke going?
All right.
That's my question.
Okay, Mr. Kwebuka, thank you very much. To answer your question, yes.
The answer is a capital yes. The way you charge your phone using generators, then the PHCN supplied energy is the way the same batteries of the keke will be charged by solar, by generators, and by NEPA. So you have three means of charging those batteries. You
All
don't
right.
run out.
Let's go to the next call. Yeah. All right. Hello, good morning. What's your name, please?
Hello, good morning. My name is Akachi from Akoka.
All right, what is your question today?
Yes, I'm very impressed with what they are doing. But I'd like to know if there's a way I can join them.
All right.
Like be a member of the group or something.
All right. Well, that's actually a perfect segue into the question around the 2020 program.
Yes, so 2020.
2019 is already closed and very advanced. So, mm-hmm. but there's another program starting for 2020.
So. Yeah. So for you to join the NCIC network or our different cohorts, we have another call for entry coming up sometime in January. For part of the Climate Launchpad program, and we also have several other specialized programs focused on whatever sector that you're doing. So you have to pay attention to the things that we do constantly, because some programs come up and then you might not be aware of it until you follow through on what we're doing. But you could go through our website on called NigeriaCIC.org. And you can check our Twitter handle, also NigeriaCIC at NigeriaCIC, and our LinkedIn also at NigeriaCIC. Or you can just Google Nigerian Climate Innovation Center and it'll show you all the different things you need to find.
Right.
We would like you to just pay as much attention as what we do. We always have all those, short-term courses and, specialized, trainings, particularly for businesses that are playing within the green space. We know that traditional businesses have their own, have a similar way of, of running business. And the green businesses have a way of running business. And the bottom line of all businesses is that it is a business. But the context that you're dealing with climate change has some form of specifics and specifications on your business model that you have to look about. So follow on our different social media handles, and or just send us an email to info@nigeriacic.org and somebody will get back to you.
All right. That was so much information in a short time. All right.
Maybe Bunko, that you can repeat that once more, how they can get in touch with the Nigeria Climate Innovation Center.
Yeah, so one more time, if it was too fast for you, you can do info@nigeriacic.org. Simple.
Okay. All right. And then
you can check the website, which is nigeriacic.org.
All right. So great. So and just a final thing here. Can an individual business kind of pay you to incubate them, or that's not an option?
Now we like to deal with cohort businesses that we find, that we select, that fits
okay.
within the context of what we want.
Right, because you're not structured yet to do one-offs.
Yeah, one-offs. Okay. Maybe on our business consulting angle, we can think of that, but it's based on size.
Okay, all right. So basically, everybody, if you're interested in this, you got to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Announcements will come out about different opportunities,
mm-hmm.
and as you can see, there's a variety of types of businesses that you can get involved in that you might have
mm-hmm.
that the NCIC can support you on. Okay, Zainab is about to kick us out of the studio because we're going over time. But just a final thing. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
We love what you're doing. Every one of you on your own is solving a different part of the problem. Yeah. And
Thank
I think
you.
Collectively, this is how we're going to change mm-hmm. this country.
Yes.
But most importantly, right now, Opeyemi, we're all behind you.
Yeah.
After you go to the Netherlands for the global finals, we're looking forward to bringing that trophy home.
Yes.
And then using that to further build this space in Nigeria. So we're all rooting for you. You have 200 million people behind you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're all there for you, and we look forward to giving you the extra help you need to get over the line.
So
that's all the time we have today. We're going to have to get you guys back on later. When your companies have grown a bit.
Yes.
And also probably to learn, about the next cohort.
The next cohort.
But there's a lot going on. So, this is a bit of what's going on, the tip of the iceberg, a lot happening. So NCIC is the fulcrum of a lot of this. And over and out, I am
Thank
being
you,
shut down. Bye-bye. Thank you, Lagos.